coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It's the Hagman Report for today, Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. I have a lot, just a jam-packed show. I guarantee you, we're going to be talking about something that I don't think people know about. I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't know about this, you better know about this, especially if you are a business owner. I don't care if you're self-employed or if you have employees. This is something that people don't know about that is huge. Not new, but people don't know about this. That's one thing. Another thing we're going to be talking about, the threats right now that are ongoing, the plans by the globalists to disrupt what is taking place in America. Well, what is taking place in America? Elections, the presidential election. I believe there are 64 countries right now this year that are electing that have major elections, presidential and above or and below. So this is a big election year. So think globally, act locally, but think globally on a lot of the issues that we're going to be talking about. Before I get into the program, I want to thank you for your belief and trust in us. Thank you for your support. And I want to thank our sponsors, including, virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. Folks, if you're not using a VPN, I'm going to tell you right now, you ought to be. You need this. Can you imagine, for example, your cell phone company leaking your social security number? Well, that's what happened to 63,000 people who had their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company, hey, go figure, right? Released sensitive information like names, addresses, dates of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. Folks, that's why I protect myself with today's sponsor, Virtual Shield, and I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private info from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. You know, do yourself a favor. If you're listening to this from a hotel, or if you go to a hotel, you can actually check the open cell or open Wi-Fi. Networks or the basically you can tell who's using Wi-Fi and what their names are, what their Wi-Fi connective names. I'm not even sure if I'm saying that right, but you can identify pretty much who's using the Wi-Fi of the hotel, even parking outside. This is why you need virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. I use it on all my devices. Allows me anonymous browsing, a strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, ultimate bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. And thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's show. Be sure to sign up by visiting, you ready, virtualshield.com/Hagman, two N's on Hagman, that's Hagman VPN. virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN, virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. All right. Before, again, now, joining me with regularity, because we bounce things off one another, investigators, current and former investigators, Randy Taylor is joining me. But before I get to Randy, I want to wish Derek Evans a good primary day today in West Virginia. He's been on this program. You've seen him on the program a couple of times. Derek Evans running for state legislature. He was a former state lawmaker who spent 3 months in prison for simply exercising his First Amendment right at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. Now, this is driving the friggin' left absolutely nuts. West Virginia, by the way, it's in play. It's in play, but check this, page one, check this article out. West Virginia voters must pick from GOP candidates who dispute 2020 election outcome. How is that for a loaded headline? And of course, again, listen to this. I don't know, about six paragraphs down. Okay, I don't know. Derek Evans, a former state lawmaker who spent 3 months in prison for, I'm quoting now from the article, for participating in the riot. Now it's a riot. It was an insurrection. Now it's a riot. At the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, has escalated his verbal attacks against his primary rival. He calls Carol Miller a commie rhino who, and I quote, refused to stand and fight with President Trump, as well as an undocumented Democrat. Now, we've talked about this before. Derek Evans has been on, as I said. But Derek, may God be with you. Fight like hell. And if you're listening to this in West Virginia, by the way, I think West Virginia is one of the most popular, or a lot of listeners. We have a lot of listeners in West Virginia, and I tip my hat to all of you folks. I love that state. I love it. I really do. From the Smoky Mountains to the Shenandoah, you know. John Denver, and God bless, you know. All right. But, boy, I'll tell you what, a lot of information. If you walk away from today's episode and say, I didn't learn anything, or, boy, I've heard everything. Everything that we talked, I've heard it all. Then shame on me, because I've got information that you need to know that I don't think you've heard before. All right. Randy Taylor, RT at HagmanPI.com. If you want to get a hold of him, that's his email address. And Randy Taylor USA on Twitter. You can find him there, I think, right? It's okay, lady. Don't worry about it. scaring the studio dog there with my rattling. Randy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you, brother?
Just fabulous. If I was any
more any better, if you it'd be chilly.
I'm telling you, the vibrations right now, I can feel. No, you know, sometimes when I get energized when I look at the when I look at the numbers, I was looking at our numbers on the audio, and they're going through the roof.
I love it.
You know, our video, it's interesting because the videos on the backside, it shows a lot more views than what is public, but okay, whatever. I don't know why, but it's not about really, it's not about that. It's about, to me, it's about getting the information out there. And even if people don't agree with me or you or us or Eric the Tech, yeah, well, everyone agrees with it. Eric the Tech's got his own like cultish fan club.
Oh yeah,
you know,
it's all checks.
It is. The purple hair obese. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh. No.
Oh, bad visual.
No, seriously. But look, we got a lot of stuff to get into. Now, let's start off with the. Okay, I'm just going to give you the headline. Corporate Transparency Act. If you haven't heard about this, and you have, and you're in business for yourself, I don't know, doing something on, what is it, one of the online platforms. Your name's on a list. Your name's going to be on a list.
Oh, I'm sure it's on a list. Probably several.
You could be engaged. You could be self-employed doing a little. What were those things? Bedazzlers, you know?
Oh, there is no privacy anymore.
No, no.
Your whole life's out there.
But I'm going to tell you what you're going to hear. It's going to blow your flipping mind. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Okay. So, but here's what we have to dispense with first, I think. Folks, you know, Randy Taylor came on many weeks ago, months ago, and said, okay, we got UN troops in the U.S. by way of this illegal invasion. And then after that, he brought, he asked Jim Ferguson from the U.K. to come on. And through various contacts, Jim Ferguson verified that. And then Randy Taylor independently, through his investigative efforts, verified that, hey, there is something really, really wrong and nefarious going on with some of these people being housed in various locations throughout the United States. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So we've been talking about this. Randy Taylor has been banging the drum about this for months. And guess what? Well, this is Greg Reese. This is band.video. This is about 4 minutes long, but it has Greg Reese concisely just encapsulates everything you need to know. Well, not everything, but the nugget that you need to know about what will take place. But listen to the other gentleman. Okay, now we didn't play this clip yesterday. This goes into a little bit deeper. Or I'm sorry. No, this is the band video, band.video. I think this has his I'm looking here at my show notes because I've got 2 pages of show. Okay, this does have the interview with that other gentleman. And pay very close attention to the dialogue in this. We didn't show this yesterday. We showed another part of the bigger interview. But that's a portion. What I just referenced is a portion of the recent presentation, which is 4 minutes long. Did I confuse you, Artie?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
I've known you for a long time.
Boy, you talk about neurons like bouncing around up there. Okay. It's just that there's so much to get into. So this is video cut 6 on the show notes. Go to HagmanPI.com, bookmark that website, and there you'll find all of the citation sources and links to today's show or links used in today's show. Cut 6. Eric the Tech, go ahead.
The southern border of the United States is wide open, and the federal government has been conducting a wide-scale criminal operation of flooding the country with unvetted foreigners, distributing them across the United States, and providing them with homes and financial support. The GOP's talking point has been that this is all about election fraud, but this has been happening all across the Western world for over a decade. This is something far more sinister than election fraud. The population division of the United Nations concerns themselves with international migration. In the year 2000, they published Replacement Migration, a solution put forth to deal with declining and aging populations. For years, we were told that this was a conspiracy theory. But now that we are seeing tens of millions murdered by the experimental shots, it is becoming more clear what the objective is. We are told that these are poor families fleeing tyranny. But there are massive amounts of healthy young men without any families. And time again, we have seen them act violently against the native population with very little repercussions from the law. As we are expecting the announcement of Disease X and another lockdown, a recent report from UK's Jim Ferguson provides a plausible explanation of what we are seeing.
This isn't normal. There's something not right. This isn't just refugees coming in. These aren't people fleeing from some kind of war zone. These are predominantly men aged between 25 and 35 young fighting age men, as my old boss Nigel Farage once referred to them, and I think he's right. John, what do you think's going on here, mate?
So I can tell you these are UN soldiers and they will be deployed by the WHO when they announce the next pandemic lockdown. That's what's going to happen. They've been trained by British soldiers. They've been trained by the Black Watch Regiment. They were training them in Antalya in Turkey and in the east of Ukraine. They're predominantly down to sergeant ranks. They're then shipped to France. They all sign the Official Secrets Act. Then they're ferried over. If you were fleeing war and tyranny, I don't know about you, but I would certainly take my wife and children with me. They're most precious. They're my prized asset. You know, they're everything to me. If you're going to war, you go to war with the lads. They're going to be deployed. They will be deployed.
John, I mean, you say you spoke to people in the Black Watch. I mean, the Black Watch, a very famous, you know, regiment. Yes. Are they actually going along with this?
They've got no choice. Well, I kind of said, you know, why are you doing it? And he said, soldiers follow orders. What you're going to see is the following. We'll have a minister somewhere in cabinets suddenly come up with a great idea on how we're going to get these guys to contribute to help us. And they're going to put them in uniforms. So a couple of people have told me these uniforms are burgundy. Others have told me they're UN blue. I really don't know. I guess we'll see when they deploy them. They are going to be deployed because otherwise, if they announced another lockdown, what would everyone say? They'd say bollocks and they'd go about their business, wouldn't they? They're going to need armed young men in uniform to try and enforce it. Why do they import young men from the East? Because traditionally, if you want to kill and tyrannize white people, you put black soldiers in because there's a cultural disassociation. And that's their method. That's the way these globalists are going to do it.
You know, in America, when it was a colony of the United Kingdom, of Britain, there was a revolution against British colonial rule.
That's right.
And, you know, a lot of people didn't realise, but it was only 3% of those people in America that overthrew the British forces and basically got rid of them. 3% of the population, George.
I look forward to it. I'm ready. I can't wait because I know it's going to be the beginning of the end for them. I do foresee victory. I see that at very great cost. But we will see it. And people, I think the world will become closer than ever when we do see victory. It's going to come on the back of a load of bloodshed. And unfortunately, it has to. Once people of all colours come together and recognise their common enemy, we'll walk over these people in 10 minutes.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Whack, pack, and stack. That's my motto. Now, they were talking specifically about the UK, Ireland, the European countries over there. Over here, it is the same template, some different organizations.
Higher numbers.
Exactly. RT. By the way, folks, there was a phrase used there, cultural disassociation. That is an extremely important phrase. So, RT, speak on this. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. That's what we've been saying for some time. So, the reason I really came to that conclusion was the video evidence that we had about who these people were, just a simple conversation that was caught on tape. And everybody was, like you said, the GOP, and everybody was saying, well, this is a voting issue. They just want the bodies over here for votes. And I thought long and hard about that, and I thought they never needed the bodies before for votes. They got the dead voting. They cooked the machines. They're not bringing them in to vote. That's not the case. These people are here to take the U.S. down. We've said all along, all those countries, we're in it together, but the U.S. is the one that has to withstand this if the world is to be saved. We have to look. We have big shoes to fill. Okay? And we need to go back and we need to think long and hard. When we think about, we're going to have to gun somebody down in our front yard. You need to get prepared for that. You need to make sure everybody in your house knows how to fire a weapon. Every weapon. I've got my wife and daughter trained. I don't care what weapon they pick up off the ground or is handed to them. They know how to operate it. I've done my job there, and I continue to make sure that happens. We're having to teach our children things that we never should have, but we have to. We have to because their lives are going to depend on it. We also need to find out like-minded people that are around us, folks. Okay? Trust me, if they want to take your house down and you and your occupants in your house, you're easy prey, you and your family. You want it set up to where if they come and attack your house, they have to worry about being hit from the sides and the rear by your neighbors. And if you hesitate, let me tell you something. You need to pray, get it in your system. Okay, you have the right. God give you the God-given right to protect yourself. And you're going to have to look down the barrel of somebody and squeeze the trigger. I'm telling you hard truths.
Yep.
To all this talk.
And that,
and all
that
this,
ain't no all, easy thing.
No, all this talk and all. You know, it's one thing when you think about, you know, that person's never going to see another sunrise.
That's right.
Okay. And you need to be good with that. Because you're protecting you and your family. You're protecting your neighbors. We're protecting our country from the people that have sold us out. And in the process of fighting this crap from the UN, we will also take down the people that put us in that position.
And okay.
And we will destroy them.
Exactly. No.
We're getting our cut. We're not. No.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, be ready.
Okay. Hang on one second here, because now, again, Mr. Ferguson and the other gentleman, and forgive me, I forgot his name. They were talking about the UK and Europe, okay? Now,
yeah.
Okay, so what I did was I drilled down here in the US because I'm trying to figure out, okay, who is helping who? You've got shit for brains in the White House, oatmeal brains Biden, right? Who doesn't?
Mr. Potato Head.
I mean, the guy can't even walk and talk, right? Okay, so, and by the way, I do believe that at the convention or prior to, he's going to bow out for health reasons or be forced out, but behind the scenes forced out. But okay, so I digress. So I was looking here at the U.S., and I'm going to share this with you. The NGOs involved in this invasion, one in particular, Global Refuge, which is based in Baltimore. And forgive me for looking away. However, I've got my, these are electronic notes. The Baltimore-based nonprofit had $50 million in revenue back in prior to 2022. Now, by 2022, they increased their revenue to $207 million, which was a, and $180 million came from the government. Now, those seem like, you know, what's a million anymore, right? Like rookie numbers. But hold that thought. When you drill down into Global Refuge, they employ over 500 people right now. I think it's 550 plus across the U.S. But you know who runs that? The CEO, hang on, the CEO is, the last name, it's a female, Vignaraja. Okay. Now, she is a former policy director for Michelle Obama. Just saying. How does this figure into this UN-backed thing? Well, this is part, remember when Obama was talking about that army, civilian army?
Mm-hmm, the brown shirts.
There you go.
Yep.
That's just one of several NGOs that I found. But you were on target. I mean, you were ahead of the curve on this.
Well, we have to. It seemed like nobody was really dialing down on why these people were coming in with no families. That's the giveaway. The no families. That's the giveaway. As everybody has noted now, if you're running and you're a refugee, you would bring your family. And we're talking, no, I mean, look at the guys that come in, they're wearing slacks and polo shirts, they got cell phones, their hair is neatly, you know what I mean? They're clean shaven. And then we saw when somebody wandered up on a building in New York, and then it was quickly accosted, is that the word, accosted? But it was quickly, a Spanish person came out wearing fatigues and a military T-shirt and was trying to talk the person into going away.
No.
Well, that right there, yeah, exactly. That should have thrown up red flags everywhere. I'm surprised the politicians, the GOP politicians, haven't really thought about this. I'm hoping that it hits so close. I really want to see like Tucker Carlson tackle this and start talking about it, because then it would become apparent to everyone. You know, we're just not big enough to reach out and touch everybody with that information. But it puts it really scary when you stop and think about it. He said, well, it takes only 3% to overthrow something. Think about that.
Well,
think about it. If you've got millions of guys up here, millions, think of the devastation and the chaos. Oh, man, just imagine a grid going down, or grids all across the United States going down, and then these guys hitting at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
The civilian casualties would be off the charts.
The death, the collateral deaths from supply disruptions, too.
Oh.
I mean, you name it. But
bloody, horrific. Oh.
But, you know, we get a lot of crap for talking about cell phones and bivy sticks. When Steve Cole comes on and we have people from the satellite phone store come on. But I've noticed that Steve Bannon and others have brought people on to talk about this, because the grid will go down. And, look, sat phones anymore are affordable for the average person.
I've got to pick one up, because
yes,
they just think of just with us.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, how devastating it would be. And I certainly don't want to be cut off from counterparts, you know.
Well, and that's the thing. So I think when the grid goes down, so this is part of the entire program today. This is one element, one segment, one thing you need to know. So that's okay. So that is
perfect. The word's getting out, though. That's good. The word is out. That's our mission.
Yes.
And by golly, we're accomplishing the mission. We're getting the word out, and people are getting it and circulating it.
Thank precisely.
You. You know, they're circulating it. I'm like, you know, soon Alex is going to be talking about this. Everybody's going to be talking about it. Then we have a chance of coming up with something to defeat it.
Precisely. And I mean, to his credit, of course, Alex has been talking about this. Others have been talking. Yeah. But to the extent that's necessary to awaken the masses, not enough. Okay.
Yep.
Now, folks, keep that in the back of your mind. Okay, just keep that whole what we just talked about in the back of your mind. I want to show you this. This is, I think, this was dated on the 10th, maybe right around the time of Garland's testimony or Ray's testimony, in front of one of the House committees. But anyway, this is page 3 in the show notes. Now. You know, June is, quote, Pride Month, right? Okay. By the way, Coach Dave, CoachDaveLive.com, I love the idea when he came on last week talking about, you know, the Natural Family Month and the guest that was on with him as well. If you folks go back and listen to that show. And we're pushing, of course, between Mother's Day and Father's Day for a Natural Family Month, and I think that's so important. But that presents a threat to the globalists. So page 3, the FBI issued this public service announcement. May 10th, there it is, 2024. Under the auspices of foreign terrorist organizations and their supporters, likely heightened threat environment during 2024 Pride Month. And folks, you can read this again, HagmanPI.com. Click on the link, but a bing, there it is. RT, what are they trying to tell us?
I think that they're talking about there's going to be clashes between the Palestinian supporters and gay pride, because gay pride would be very visible that month as opposed to any other month.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? So they're going to end up doing battle in the streets. These idiots running around going, we're for Palestine, we're gay, and we're for Palestine. You know, trannies for Palestine. You're out of your mind. Because they're going to kill you.
Well, I think I
can safely say that on the air, that the Muslims will kill gay people. Jeez, people, come on. Think about it. Out here, queers from Palestine. There'd be queers buried in Palestine. You know what? I don't care. I just don't care.
You ever seen somebody drop from a 10-story building on the pavement? Man. I'm going to tell you what.
Remember in Iran, they used to toss them off the rooftops?
Well, they do that now.
We were like the first ones on that.
Yeah.
Them tossing them and then hanging them in the cranes. I mean, we knew about that before anybody in media in the U.S. did. Well, we've been cutting edge for a lot of years, Doug.
I know.
And we're really, I hate to say this, I'm using tactics I used to use back then to hunt Al Qaeda. I'm using that to hunt our government.
Well,
the globalists.
The globalists, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. The globalists. You know, and that's what pisses me off about it, like this January 6th thing. There's going to come a day when all these people that have been saying bad things about the people on January 6th, there's going to come a day when they're going to be sorry they said anything, because they're going to realize these people knew what they were talking about. These people knew what they were doing. These people had a right to be upset with the government because they're selling us down the road. Exactly. They're setting us up to die, not just to fail, to die.
Thanks.
People don't get it, people. Die. Death. Dead. Okay?
This is
what the target is. It's us in the ground.
When Steve Quayle came out with that identify, nullify, vilify, and destroy. That's what he was talking about. He was years, decades ahead of his time, and we're in that time now. So, okay. The reason I threw that up there is because now there's a heightened threat environment in the FBI, the Department of Justice. The government wants everyone to be fearful ahead of the 2024 elections. They know that the crap for brains Biden, can't win.
This is strategy of tension, folks.
There it is. Okay.
We've been saying that for a long time. You're watching it play out.
Okay.
And before governments fall, this is what they do.
So, you know what I said, I don't think I said this, but if we can prep cut three, this is from Dan Bongino. I guess I didn't give you any time markers for that, did I? The hell was I thinking?
It was a busy morning, though.
I do have it written down on a post-it. Okay. Which, by the way,
it's outside on the picnic table.
No. I'll tell you what. I started the show prep, I think, about 4:30 this morning, but okay. So hold off on that.
Yeah. If I ever need somebody to talk to in the middle of the night, guess who I can call?
Exactly. I was talking to somebody over in Europe. I don't know, 3:30 or 4:30. I don't know, something like that. Okay. So rather than do that, we'll go to video cut two. This is just over 2 minutes. Attorney General Garland. Again, look at this in the context of no elections in November because they can't win. The globalists can't win. Martial law, the implementation against the backdrop of what you saw with the Gregory's reports and what Randy Taylor's been talking about.
This is for real, folks.
Absolutely.
This isn't. We're past speculation.
Oh, beyond that.
I'm just saying, everybody needs to realize that this over this last week, this really shifts things. They're picking it up in Europe, too. People are starting to understand this is real. We're running out of time. And I'm glad that this is going to be urgent over there.
Yeah.
The whole world needs to react accordingly.
Yeah.
But I would love for everybody to do it on the same day start.
I think that's going to happen by design, but not on our part. But that's just me.
I just want to crush them.
Well, I think we're all going to have that chance. Because listen, here's Garland himself, and I left Ray out of the picture because I really can't stand that SOB. But here's, I can't stand Garland either. But okay,
he's a little more tolerable, you know. Barely though. He's barely. As far as information.
He's the one, obviously, where the buck stops in the DOJ. So here's Garland testifying. I was this yesterday? On the threats to the November election. And again, the link will be at Hagmann PI. Open up click on the title for today's show. And all the links are at HagmannPI.com. This is a cut to Attorney Garland, FBI Director Ray, give remarks on threats to the November election. And again, view this in the context of what you heard from Cut 6 and the first video we played. Here it is.
In a few minutes, we'll begin our meeting of the Justice Department's Election Threats Task Force. We are meeting today for the same reason I launched this task force 3 years ago. We have seen a dangerous increase in violent threats against public servants, the ones who administer our elections. Those threats endanger our democracy itself. That is why over the past 3 years, we have accelerated our efforts to combat the increase in threats against election workers, officials, and volunteers that followed the 2020 election. Our Election Threats Task Force has secured the guilty plea of a man who threatened an election worker in Michigan. The defendant made vile threats, saying that the election worker deserved a, quote, throat to the knife. We secured a 3.5-year prison sentence for a man in Texas who threatened the lives of Arizona election officials and their children and advocated for a mass shooting of poll workers and election workers in precincts he believed had, quote, suspect results. We secured a 3.5-year prison sentence for a Massachusetts man for sending a bomb threat to an elections official in the Arizona Secretary of State's office. We secured a 2-year prison sentence for a man in Texas who threatened Georgia officials in the wake of the 2020 election, including threatening to, quote, put a bullet behind the ears of an election worker. And we secured a 2.5-year sentence in prison for an Iowa man who threatened to lynch an election official in Arizona. Each of these cases should serve as a warning. If you threaten to harm or kill an election worker, volunteer, or official, the Justice Department will find you, and we will hold you accountable. The public servants who administer our elections must be able to do their jobs without fearing for their safety or that of their families. We will aggressively investigate and prosecute those who threaten election workers.
So,
you know what? Ahead. If my neighbor threatened me, they wouldn't stick me in prison for 3 years. A threat is bullshit.
Right.
A threat is a threat is a threat. It's words. So now we're putting people in prison for words.
But that's directed toward things like the so-called fake electors, which that's a misnomer.
And the thing is, people were pissed after the election because of the cheating.
Exactly.
Straighten up the elections and everybody will be hunky-dory. They still think that if somebody from the left gets elected, that everything's going to shit by the right. That's what we said. We just want fair and clean elections. That's all we want. Because if we get fair and clean elections, we're going to have the GOP in the White House anyway.
Yes.
I mean, geez, come on. Get your heads out of your asses. It's not that we're trying to throw the country to the right from the left. We can deal with that voting down the road. It'd just be nice if we knew that our vote counted. That's what would be nice, Garland.
Preach it, brother.
You ass clown.
Hey.
Everything he just said is wrong. It's wrong, wrong, wrong.
But you see,
Dick and people in jail for a threat.
There it is, Garland, right there. And by the way, thank you to the person.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm speechless that this is going on in our country.
It gets better. Or worse.
And the whole thing is all of this started over crooked elections. Election cheating is what started all the problems they have today. They did this. We didn't do it. And if people were pissed off and threatening somebody afterwards, be happy that's all they did. They could have been shooting election workers, but they didn't. They just threatened them.
Remember the Battle of Athens, 1946.
Thank you. You need to put that on the website.
Athens. I think you accidentally mixed up the Detective's Choice with your regular coffee today, regular blend.
No, I'm just so perturbed with this government. And what are they going to say a year from now when we've got terrorists charging into our cities that they allowed in? Exactly. What are they going to get on television and say then? Do you think somebody might want to shoot somebody in the government then? I mean, come on, people.
I hear you.
This government is shameful on what they're doing. And that bastard running his mouth, Garland, okay, he's evil. That man is evil because he knows damn good and well that 3 years from now, they're going to be lining us up and shooting us. But you know, November, I'm.
Okay. I'm going to give you some time to calm down, take a breath, and get even more angry. Okay, because I went through all of the commentators.
Do people understand now why we're so careful about what we say on the air?
Do you
understand, people? I get people that criticize us. They criticize us. Oh, you just won't come out and say it. No, I'm not going to. Not when it's carrying a 3-year prison sentence. What are you, high? It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Man. Go ahead, Doug. I'm sorry. I'm pissed. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Again, Detective's Choice gives you that little added boost. All right. So I went through pretty much all of the right, the conservatives. And I found this kind of stuck a little bit, and it's on par. Again, think about what you're going to hear and see in the context of something will be happening to take away our rights prior to the election or shortly thereafter or during that process. The most dangerous time in American history is right now, but this also will impact globally. So this is cut three in the show notes. This is from Dan Bongino's show yesterday, the title of which is A Terrifying Scene for the Democrats, episode 2248. This is about toward the end, at about the 52-minute mark or whatever. Eric the Tech does a wonderful job reading my mind. He's got the clip I failed to put in the show notes, so here it is.
However, I got thrown off these platforms for taking a stand on this stuff while these other shit talkers didn't do any. Sorry, I gotta calm down. This story just pisses me off. Because again, everybody's like pretends to be so pure on this thing, and nobody's like sees the light. Here's Redfield talking about bird flu. So here's my 50-50. Number one, I don't really trust this guy that much. But on the latter portion of it too, What he's saying about bird flu, I've had another number of doctors who I really trust, who are very skeptical of COVID, say, hey, this bird flu thing, like, I wouldn't freak out about it as always. They're always looking for, like, the next big panic thing. However, if they're doing gain of function on this bird flu, it would be really different than COVID. Check this out.
I'm obviously most worried about bird flu. Mm-hmm. Right now, it takes 5 amino acid change for it to be effectively infecting humans. That's a pretty heavy species barrier. But this virus is already now in 26 mammal species, as you saw most recently, cattle. But in the laboratory, I could make it highly infectious for humans in months because it's been published the 5 amino acids that I need to change. And so I don't think that research should be done. That's the real threat. That's the real biosecurity threat, that these university labs are doing these bio experiments that are intentionally modifying viruses, and bird flu, I think, is going to be the cause of the great pandemic, where they are teaching these viruses how to be more infectious for humans.
All right, yes or no answer. Will we? I know you believe it was a lab leak. Do you think we will ever know for sure?
Absolutely.
I hope so. Boy, do I hope so, because scientists like you need to better protect all of us.
You know, I was watching the chat there during the break, a couple comments. Like, one guy said, take a breath. You're right. You were correct. Then another one said, the hearings didn't do anything. You're wrong. I just told you Joe Biden's losing 5 or 6 swing states. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, bro. I'm really sorry. If they did, where do you think those numbers came from? Why do you think so many people think Biden is corrupt now? It's because we got the message out there. That's why. I'm sorry. You're wrong. You're wrong. I have evidence and you don't. I appreciate you being in the chat. I love the comments, but you are incorrect. On the bird flu thing, I see a bunch of comments on this too, both in both directions. You know, it's a psyop, all this says, well, bird flu is very real. Is there a reason to panic now? Hell no. Could I totally see them doing another panic thing before an election? Absolutely. However, the bird flu thing is real. The lab leak thing is real, and the gain of function stuff was real. So you don't want to fall in this trap where the Democrats, because they're so messed up, if some signs were to come out later on that say some manipulated gain of function bird flu, where we're all sitting there like, oh, nothing's going to happen, and boom, something happens. I'm just telling you to be careful with these people. Don't trust anything they say and follow the facts and you'll be okay. I will never forget Paula sitting right where Guy is right now. My wife used to produce the show. And the COVID thing was starting early, early. It was barely a thing in China. I swear on my life, my wife was like, something's up. And a bunch of people were like, no, it's no big deal. She was like, no, something's up. And she went and ordered a bunch of stuff from like Walmart.com. The driver drops off towels and all this other emergency stuff. And I swear, he looks at my wife and says, do you know something? Because it was all this like preparedness stuff. I'm just saying, man, don't buy anything these people say. Follow the truth. It's out there. And just be cautious. Just be cautious. These people bullshit you. And be very cautious about people who've had this like, new enlightening about the COVID thing. I'm not saying what they're telling you is a lie. I'm just saying they haven't earned your credibility. They haven't earned your ability to trust them yet. They got to get that back. Wow, huge crowd. Considering we had a crash in the middle of the show. 126,000 people. That's freaking amazing.
Yeah. So, RT, throw into the mix this bird flu. And by the way, I was speaking to a patriotic doctor out of Missouri, Patriot Dr. James, of course, and he said all flus are bird flus, okay? But this one, he said, pay attention to the same thing Mongino said, pay attention to this. If it's been manipulated, and it has been, then this could be disaster. It could be, like Redfield said, the next pandemic, but for real, okay, with a higher mortality rate. But then again, now what you got to watch the entire episode. It's worth it with what this is. From Bongino from yesterday, with what he was talking about with respect to initially when he was upset about the other talk show hosts and such. Everyone seems to be critical of everyone else. I just want to toss this in here because I see this dissension on the it's more than dissension. It's actual attacks against this platform, against you and me, by people who say, well, you know, Trump's part of this, and you fall for Trump's, you fall for the Jews, you fall for this, you fall for that, you know, and
a lot of those people don't realize that we see more than they see.
Well,
and I'm not being, I'm not, I agree. Our information flow is probably 20 or 30 times what a normal person is. I'm not being facetious either. It's amazing, the information flow. And when we see Trump screwing up, we say something. I mean, nobody has 100% trust by us.
Yes, correct.
Seriously, except the Lord Jesus Christ himself. That's it. And our families. So that's aside of that, you know, I don't trust anything. The guy, we were talking about that yesterday. It used to be that you would meet a guy and you trust that person until they did something wrong. Now you meet somebody, you don't trust them. You're waiting for them to do something right. Look what this has done to us as people. I hate these governments. I hate them for what they're doing. I hate them for what they're teaching our children. I hate them for what they're forcing us to teach our children.
But we have, okay, with respect to that, everyone can change that on a local level. Plus, we can take our children out of these indoctrination centers, homeschool them, or at the very least, put them into a different
I shouldn't program. Have to teach. I shouldn't have to teach my daughter, though, where to shoot a human and explain things to her, you know, like
I agree.
Little things like, you know, they're going to be wearing body armor, so you got to go for head and limb shots. You know what I mean? I shouldn't have to talk to her like
precisely.
That.
But yet here we are.
But I have to. I'm her dad.
Man.
And let me good news. She's a great shot. I've sent Doug pictures of the
one. Yeah, from what I've seen, I wouldn't want to get between her and the target.
I smell sniper.
Yeah.
She's brutally accurate.
Like
it's
father,
freaky.
Like daughter.
It's freaky. Hey, I'm so proud of her.
I love it. Hold that thought. I want to extend my thanks to virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. Thank you again for sponsoring today's program. Again, folks, if you haven't done so already, go to virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. Make sure you get your VPN and do it through virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN. And if you can imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number, that's exactly what happened. 63,000 people who had their private data exposed during a recent data breach. Rogue employee, go figure, of a telecommunications company, right? Released the sensitive information like the names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and such. Look, that's why I protect myself. Eric the Tech, we protect ourselves with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. And I absolutely love them. They protect my private information from prying eyes. They they're the best of the best. I've got Virtual Shield. That's virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN on all my devices across the board.
Yep. Including your cell phone, people.
Oh, yeah. That's a necessity.
By all means.
Yeah. Yeah,
people don't even think about that. They go, oh, my PC or my computer. No, your cell phone, everything. I mean, come on, become a ghost. Be smart. Be evasive.
There you go. So, folks, virtualshield.com/HagmanVPN two ends on Hagman. Or just click the link in the box below on today's show. Okay. RT.
Yes, so
we saw... Again, the threat of UN stooges here in the U.S., as well as across Europe, including the U.K., and especially the U.K., all Western nations. This is Obama's, I believe, his signature, his fingerprints are all over this.
Yep.
So they've got to stop any potential interruption of their globalist agenda, of which, regardless of what you think of them, Trump would stop or at least slow down that process. So you've got warnings of civil unrest by Garland, by Ray. You've got potential violence, you know, false flags perhaps against the gays, or as I like to call them more appropriately, homosexuals, as well as the wackadoodles with the other acronyms.
The alphabet people.
Yeah, the alphabet people. So now we have the potential for another pandemic, which people will say, F you, we're not going to comply.
Which will bring out the UN troops.
There you go. That's
why the UN troops are here. Yeah.
So is this all talk? Well, Donald Trump, who probably has a little bit better sources.
He probably gets, you know what? I think he might get good intel.
Yeah, he might have. Yeah, exactly. So he comes out. This is cut five, and it's a minute 30, minute 35. He comes out, and he warns about this sudden pandemic fear-mongering. Now, again, bird flu is real. It's real. It's been weaponized. But what about the fear-mongering ahead of or in place of the actual event? Here's Donald Trump, cut five.
The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar? These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words: we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates. They rigged the 2020 election, and now they're trying to do the same thing all over again by rigging the most important election in the history of our country, the 2024 election, even if it means trying to bring back COVID. But they will fail because we will not let it happen. When I'm back in the White House, I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. Thank you very much.
RT, go ahead. What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely agree with them. Listen, we had a lot of people pick on Trump because of the onset of the COVID and some decisions that he made. I want you to stop and think about some of you people who have criticized him. And this is where I give him a pass on that. When this first was happening, okay, he was one of the first ones to jump on it. Now, bear in mind, this is the president of the United States who have had people screwing with him for the last 3 years. Unbelievably tried to impeach him, were lying about him, doing all this. Now this COVID gets dumped in his lap. He's responsible for 365 million people. He had to make some kind of decision, bearing in mind he wasn't getting all the information. I would have hated to have been in his shoes in those early days.
Burks gave him a bunch of crap. Yep, go ahead.
Yep. But once he figured out what was going on, that's when he started talking about the ivermectin and things like that that actually work. But you got to give Trump a pass on that. Because as soon as he found out, why would he think necessarily that he was being lied to? Fauci has a great sales pitch. Burks, she seemed like a nice lady. And there was so much scrambling around. Nobody knew what the hell they were talking about in the beginning.
I agree.
So that, you know, I'm sorry. I have to give the man a pass.
Okay. Now, where I don't give him a pass is, and I think we have to make the distinction. He brags about Operation Warp Speed, okay?
Yeah,
I don't give him a pass on that, but I do believe the guy's got such a...
ego.
Yeah, ego.
That was an ego feeder.
But... Okay, yeah, but look, that Operation Warp Speed is distinctly different than the creation and the distribution of the bad injections. I guess what I'm saying is I pray he changes his tune, but I don't give him a pass on the current pushing of any kind of injections.
I don't think he's going to push.
Okay.
I think he always left it as a choice.
Well, he did. Yes.
If you want too far out, you know, you can't, to not tell people to do it might be considered irresponsible by some people who are so reluctant, but you still want their votes.
Correct.
You know what I mean? The idea, if you're going to be president, is you try and piss off as few people as possible. Okay. That does good for you on election day.
All right.
But now, at the same time, I'm sorry. People could argue that with me, but I give him a pass on his initial decisions.
I'm behind you on that.
I just have to.
Okay.
And out of anything that's been presented to me, I don't even know who else I would consider for president. I think they're going to keep DeSantis on standby just in case Trump gets.
Whacked.
I know they're after Trump. They're going. I don't want to say that, but
I know.
And I pray for that man. I pray for him, Doug.
Anyone who can take that much incoming, and Lord knows, I'll tell you what, we've all of us, you, me, Eric the Tech, we've had a really crappy 5 years. Okay, and we've taken a lot of hits.
America has. Look at all the people who lost their businesses, Doug.
Oh, my gosh.
Lost everything. Your dreams, your desires, all down the drain because of globalists. It's okay that their businesses succeed, but not yours. No, they're going to run your little sandwich shop into the toilet.
And although I don't have this on the show notes, if you have a chance, folks, Naomi Wolf appeared with Alex Jones yesterday. Watch that at band.video. I don't have the link, but you can find it, band.video. Watch Naomi Wolf's time with Alex Jones, because she gets into the metaphysical or the spiritual, more appropriately, part of the war. But also,
things are going to start getting rocky, buddy.
Oh, I'm telling you what. But the destruction of businesses, of, you know, they went after the schools, they went after the kids.
They're going to try and take us off the air long before the election.
Oh,
because they don't want.
Trust me.
Yeah, when we're more conservative, and we do what we think before we speak and all that, we are definitely what they don't like. But the thing is, we're very careful on what we say.
Well, we tried. And I try to be.
I think we do a really good job.
Yeah, but I found myself having a very thin filter anymore.
Same here.
Yeah. Okay. So continuing on with this. This is cut six. This is Chad Sullivan. This is another take on the same topic of the bird flu, okay? This is kind of a little veer off from the bigger picture, but this is a point that I think people are missing, and this is one minute, and this has to do with the bird flu being a Trojan horse to attack private property rights. What the heck?
Well, is this anything to do with the corporate thing you were going to talk about?
No, but it's a good segue to that.
Okay.
Go ahead and watch this.
When the COVID pandemic didn't work, they've had to create something else. And I feel like the bird flu is another black swan event that is actually just an attack on private property rights, because we know that that's where the global elite want to come to. In order to control production and consumption through sustainable development, they have to have control of how we produce, and therefore they have to have control of the land in which we produce on. And so I feel like that's where we're going with this, Alex. I think that you can read the writing on the wall and add 2 + 2. I had an RCAF member call me today, just upset, and say, hey, Is this what I'm seeing? I mean, is this going to be the end? And you know, it's likely that if you don't conform to these mandates coming down the pike that affect private property rights, yeah, it's probably get on board or get out as we see it right now.
All right. That's another take, RT. That's another take on the bird flu. Okay.
I'm open to all of them for consideration.
Well, I think it's important to discuss because of, and I'm going to bring this in very quickly here. Think about the fires, the explosions, the mysterious events at food processing plants, at the hubs.
Oh, the food supply is definitely under attack.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah. And who do you think is getting jobs in these food processing places, like for your big chicken companies and all that? A lot of people don't want those jobs. So the people that did come over and brought their families with them, they're the ones in there. But you got Muslims handing your food supply. Stop and think about that. Just stop. If they wanted a strike, there you have it. How many people could they take down in a day? Tyson. I don't know why. I have the most bad visions about Tyson. And I remember up in Canada at one point, they popped one guy was putting, what's the heparin? He was putting heparin in ham. As the hams would go by, he was injecting it with heparin. I want you to stop and think about that. Stop and think about that. And how many people could be killed, say, in just 24 or 48 hours from a poisoned food supply from one plant? Because it would hit, a couple of people would die, but nobody would go straight to the food source for the answer.
There you go.
So a couple more people would die in those two or three, because nobody wants to say that and panic everyone. I mean, we are in trouble on all sides. You can't trust anybody.
Thank you.
Quit buying crap from people like Tyson. Okay?
Yes.
Chicken, stuff like that. You can get all that stuff locally. We have, I know there's a place up when I was up in Canada, it was near Brantford, and a chicken supply place. And that's all they dealt with was chicken. It was the best chicken breast on the planet, Doug.
I'm going to tell you, any local family, farmers.
Yep. Yeah, little family operation.
Yep.
And that's what you do. You get vegetables, go to a vegetable stand. That stuff is as fresh as it gets. It was picked yesterday or this morning. Get away from stuff that have UPC labels on it.
That's, you said that before.
Yeah, you're going to have to, if you're eating properly, you're making several trips to the food stores a week. If you're eating properly.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean? You should be about every other day stopping at a food stand or a farmer and buy their stuff. You might even pay a little bit more. So what? You're not feeding it into a global giant. The globalists are the problem. The globalists are not operating in our best interest. So quit feeding their companies. Don't spend your money with them. Spend it with the local guy. He's certainly taking enough shit off the government. Hard for him to comply. I'm surprised the guy's able to sell anything. And now, like, I know I found this out up in Canada, too. If they have excess milk, they are instructed to dump it.
Yes.
They can only sell so much milk. Meanwhile, we've got up in Toronto, you can go up there and look around, there's homeless camps everywhere.
That could benefit from that, yeah.
Oh, Lord, you could feed, and I mean, milk, what an awesome thing. If you couldn't offer anything else, but you could offer them just a glass of milk, it would help. It's filling. It's got vitamins in it, man. Throwing it away, throwing food away, excess food, that should be a criminal act if there's people starving.
Amen.
And any government that says you must throw this away, you need to get rid of them. You need to defy them. You need to feed the homeless. Yep. Don't watch them die.
And yeah, exactly.
We're all going to be in the same boat 3 months anyway. Go ahead and make your mark now.
I love your passion and I love the information, and because of the limitations of our time, Oh, man, this is good. Look, we need to talk about this.
Yes.
If you haven't heard about this, and I don't know of that many people who have. In fact, I sent some emails.
This is cutting edge.
Oh, it is. It is. Now, I was wrong because I was just shown, in fact, this will be, we'll put this as video cut one, okay? Apparently yesterday or the day before, yeah, I think it might have been yesterday. I'm not even sure what this is about. This is a minute 36. This is a video, or I'm not sure who this is. This is a video talking about the Corporate Transparency Act. So the reason this is important is because the Financial Crimes Unit of the U.S. Department of Treasury, via Anti-Money Laundering Act of 2020, that established the Corporate Transparency Act, which requires the Department of the Treasury Financial Crimes Unit to establish and maintain, listen to this, where have you heard this before? A national registry of, quote, beneficial owners. In other words, anyone associated with a business who are considered to be a reporting company. And a reporting company in this case is somebody who does business. End of story. Okay. Don't let these words
fool you.
Exactly. So let's watch the 1 minute 36 second video. This is cut one. It'll be labeled as cut one. And then we'll go from there.
I know there's problems for small business. So the reason I had you on the show is that I happened to read something that you alerted the world to. The fact that the Corporate Transparency Act could result in jail time for small business owners. Tell everybody what's going on. That caught my eye. And I said, oh, my gosh. And this is not proposed. This bill is already law, correct?
Wayne, it's already law. It's been law since January 1st, and it requires almost every small business owner to file all this information, all these regulations with the government, with the Department of Labor. So if you're one person, if you're 500 people, you have to file all these new requirements. Now, the fact is, Wayne, no one even knows about this, but they have to file their LLC names, their trademarks, all this information. And if they don't file, Wayne, $10,000 fine, 2 years in prison.
Oh, my gosh.
And 99.9% of businesses probably haven't filed.
I never heard of it in my whole life. And you're supposed to file with the Treasury Department, I believe. And I don't know how to do that. I would have no idea how to do that. If my accountant doesn't know how to do it, then we're screwed. It's got to be done by, what, December 31st of this year, I believe. Who's going to tell us how to do that? When are they going to announce this to anybody?
They're not. Are they? No one's reporting on it. Huh. They're not going to tell anyone.
Because they want to put us in jail. They want to fine us $2,000 and put us in jail.
Huh. Yeah, exactly.
Wow, what a government we've got.
This better send chills down your spine. The origin of this. And I found this by accident, and then he had this. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I'm picturing bringing in three or five people, have people email us all the information, and we'll file it for them. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
It'll buy ammo.
It'll buy. Yeah. I'm gonna stop right
there.
We're gonna
need it soon, sir.
All right. Well, yes. I do suspect that. All right. So here's what I did was, I created this graphic for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So if we can put the attached graphic on screen, Eric the Tech, I'm just gonna go through this real quick. Thank you very much. So this is a corporate trend. I'll be very quick about this. This is especially for the radio listeners. This is a Corporate Transparency Act of 2024. My highlights. So everything in bold and yellow is what I deemed important about this summary. This act is a significant piece of legislation that went into effect January 1st of this year, impacting millions of small businesses across the U.S. Now, who's going to file? Well, hold on for that. But who do you report to? In other words, this act requires certain types of entities to file a beneficial ownership information, or BOI, report. What the hell is that? Okay, I'll tell you in a second. With the FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, which is part of the U.S. Treasury. So what they're saying is, look, you've got to report to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network everything about your business. And you could be one person, or you could have 1,000 employees, or just one. You could be self-employed. As under who must file a report. The bottom line on that is everybody who does business, LLC, Schedule C, subchapter S, whatever.
This would be S Corp, C Corp.
Everybody. What information? Now, here's again, what information must be reported? Individuals who ultimately own or control the company. In other words, they want to know who's behind the company. Yeah. But not just officers, because that denotes a corporation. If you are the owner of a bedazzling company that does, you know, cell phone cases.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. But one of the things that jumped out at me was the jurisdiction of incorporation or formation. Okay, well, wait a second. Eric the Tech and I were talking before the show. All this information is readily available, but they want it in one place. This is much like a national gun registry.
Yeah.
Except for business owners. So,
which is nuts, because you can go to any state and get this information.
Yeah. The exception might be Delaware, because that's, you know, Joe Biden's home state.
I used to file corporations in Delaware.
Of course.
For tax breaks.
Right. But now, folks, pay attention, because when must the report be filed? Well, you better, if you, again.
January 2nd.
Yeah.
That's far.
Within 90 calendar days of receiving notice of the company's creation or registration. Well, what about already created? Well, you've got supposedly. Now, it's murky when you read the details until the end of the year, this year, okay? And the consequences for non-compliance, oh boy, civil and criminal penalties. So what's the bottom line on this as we scroll down here? What purpose does this serve? Real quick, it aims to increase transparency, right? Yeah. This was birthed again out of the NDAA, okay, this was enacted by Congress in 2021, and then again more recently through an override in 2021 or 2020 of a presidential veto. The NDAA is a series of federal laws primarily specifying, of course, the annual budget and expenditures of the U.S. Department of Defense. But we call what the bottom line? Bullshit. That's our assessment, because what they're doing, they're not looking for money laundering. All you'd have to do is just open up Hunter Biden's laptop or look at Ukraine. They're assembling. This is really bad, RT. They are assembling a list, putting together a list, and they're categorizing this by. And you're not going to find this anywhere else. They're categorizing this by product or service, and identifying those companies, businesses, whether you're one or 1,000, that threaten the globalist agenda, that go against climate change, and they're preparing for a social credit score. I'm telling you right now, This is one of the most hideous things you'll ever see. And this past Congress, bipartisan by the Uniparty, under this, again, piece of crap in the White House, this degenerate in the White House.
When was it passed?
It was just passed last year and went into effect the 1st of January. Again, wow. Attached to
this. This is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah. And it surprised me, Wayne Allyn Root. And thank you for finding that. I didn't know, but there it is. This is, right here, is a way to control the individual business owner.
It sounds like a way to seize it.
Well, again, if you represent a threat to the global climate crisis, if you're engaged in a business that impacts that adversely, or it adversely impacts the goal of the globalist brother, I'm telling you, they're going to come and they're going to shut your business down. If you don't believe me, what did they do during COVID?
Oh, yeah.
We're just giving them the information. And if we don't, we'll spend 2 years in prison and $10,000 out of our bank account. Plus, they'll shut the business down.
Yep. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Our government is the enemy.
Sadly.
They're attacking us on every level. They're trying to do away with the middle class. They're trying to do away with Christians. I mean, come on, people, ladies and gentlemen, wake up. Get your neighbors woken up. The people who listen to this show are pretty much awake. I read your emails. You people, you're up. You got it. You got good ideas. What I need you to do is work on the small groups. Get together with small groups. By yourself, you're not going to last. Get together with friends, neighbors, entire neighborhoods. You know what I mean? You guys have got to have a plan, because at any time, all those, it's like being in the Alamo surrounded by Mexicans. All those people that have been coming across the border are going to come through, and you're going to have to fight them. There's no alternative. Fight or die. Because I'll tell you right now, they come from countries where there's no value on human life. They aren't going to think twice about shooting you and your family. Raping your wife, your daughters, shooting your animals. You listen, you have no idea, because we're in America. We've had it nice. If you've ever seen other countries and ever been in them and know anything about them, you know there's no value in human life. None. You know, there's nothing worse than being in that environment. And that's an environment they're putting us in. They've already put us in it. These people are coming for us. And I mean, collectively, everybody that hears my voice right now, you are in danger. You are in danger. You're not vote. I don't even see us being able to vote our way out of this mess.
No.
I really don't. Here's the thing. Let them do the work. Okay. Let them draw first blood.
Oh, of course.
And I mean that. You want to be righteous in your fight. You want God on our side. God is on our side. We're challenging the government that indiscriminately endorses the murder of children, unborn babies. They endorse it.
And by the way, RFK, no problem. Right up to birth. Go ahead.
Up to birth. Can you even imagine that? And then some kid shoots up a school, the first thing they do is point at the right. And then the National Rifle Association, it had nothing to do with that. It has to do with you've taught your children that there is no value on human life. If you were having a bad day, you could have killed them in the womb. That, you think that message isn't talking to children and all the crap that the left has on television? Great entertainment. Every time I go to try and watch a movie on something, it's all about killing and gunfire. And, you know, I mean, I'm cool with a Dirty Harry movie every now and then, but not every stinking movie that's on TV. I'm serious. We don't. And the news, Lord knows, you know, one of the smartest things you can do, shut the news off in your house. And you know what's going on, get online. Okay. This platform right here, Prison Planet. If you need to get on TV, find that Bongino fella. I'm going to tell you what, he's good people. He's a good person. You know it. You know it in your soul. And God has put those messengers in front of us. And we are also a messenger to you. And as we know it, we will tell you.
Yep.
I promise you, I'll give you my word, sitting right here, Doug and I will not withhold critical information from our listeners. We won't do it.
No.
Even at the risk of them putting our asses in jail, we're not going to withhold information from you because your life depends on it. We're to that point, ladies and gentlemen. You asked me for years, well, when's it go time? When's it go time? I got enough. You know, people ask me, when's it go time? Well, I'll tell you what, they're going to let you know when it's go time because it's right around the corner. If you're not armed, you need to get armed. If you don't have tons of ammo, okay, one box of ammo ain't tons of ammo. You need to be ready to fortify, man, or die.
Very well stated.
I mean it. You get your mind clear. Get right with your Lord, man. Make sure everybody's good with God. Okay? Because you know what? You are not going to win every fight with these people. They're going to come in droves. But please keep up the percentages. And if you can take 25 of them with you, then do it. We're going to be in a fight for our lives. Doug, I hate saying the next 120 days, man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable what's going to happen. What's coming is unbelievable, especially when they try and lock us down. Everybody tells them to stick it in their butt. Okay. Guess what? Guess what? Oh, plan B? Yeah. They're the ones that are camped out in these buildings. I swear if I had my way, I'm going to shut up. I'm not going to give out my battle plan. I'm so angry today.
I can tell, man.
I am, Doug. I'm angry. This is such a beautiful country, and they're destroying it, and they're going to destroy it. They're going to try, and we have to stop them. But let them draw first blood, people. Do this right. Do this right, and you focus on the ones that are coming to you. Don't go out and indiscriminately hurt someone. Shame on you if you ever think like that.
No. You know, okay? And I think we have to ask for righteous, godly guidance. And you know, we have to be obedient.
Yes.
That's one thing, folks. Being on the right side of history is one thing. Being on the right side of God, hopefully it's the same.
Yep.
Okay. But man,
and be speak to your God, speak to the Lord. He's going to guide you. If you ask, the Lord will guide. The Lord will provide. Okay. It's going to be in His will. Whatever happens.
And
you make sure you're talking to your Heavenly Father every day. And look, seeking that guidance because we're going to need it. And like I said, please organize, please. Now you got 60 days to organize. If that, but you need to organize. I mean, starting today, this afternoon, go for a walk in your neighborhood and introduce yourself to some people. Just stop and say hi. I'm Bill from down the street. I just wanted to stop and say hi. You're going to know in 5 minutes if they're on your team or not.
Yeah, and by the way, don't say, hey, if you need anything, I got six ARs and, you know.
Yes.
No.
And quit posting this online.
Oh.
People, stop with the guns online. You think they're not tracking you? You are first on the list. And you're like, yeah, the pink 9mm, what do you think? I think you're not going to have it very long.
My favorite is the one that has the visible serial numbers on them, too.
Is that cool?
I just it's hard to believe. All right. Hey, we only have about a minute and a half left. I can't believe how time has flown. Folks, please look, the CTA, the Corporate Transparency Act, is so important for y'all to really, what's this, y'all? For you all to really.
Little Pennsylvania boy talking to y'all.
Boy, I tell you, man. There it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, right that. Here. This is the stuff.
That's right, man.
Okay. Hagman coffee. You can get it in beans, or you can get it in K cups. We can't ship to Canada yet, hopefully someday, but all over the continental United States. And come on, the prices are competitive with everybody else. You buy it from us or the grocery store. We'd really appreciate you buy it from us. It helps the show, and it helps the kids. Money goes to the children
that are
being sexually abused and trafficked. And it's to names that you know.
again today, Mrs. Taylor slipped a little bit of Detective's Choice into RT's cup, as you could tell today.
We're going to be more passionate. Listen, when things get close, I'm sorry. I get wound up.
No, we all do.
I'm serious. I'll be the first one out of the chopper.
My friend, God bless you. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen.
I love you, brother.
Yeah, you know that. I'll tell you what. Folks, please share this program with others on social media. Tell others about it. Please subscribe to Rumble and watch Hagman PI, you know, the website. Thank you. RT, God bless you, my friend.
Right on, brother.
All right.
See you later, Eric.